This is GQDN for Friday, December 15th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink, mixes, go to the checkout line, and go use the code QUEST. Lot of good stuff. Lot of delicious flavors. Go check them out. Very good. Remember to use the code QUEST on the checkout line, because if you do, you get 25% off of your purchase. Do it, do it, do it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. We got a lot of stuff up there. Go check that out too. And by stackup.org. They got gifts for all you people. In today's news, we have some scratch and sniff. We got some Persona 5 news. Good stuff there. Naughty Dog news as well. But we start today with Twitch. And Engadget.com did say that, well, if you remember earlier this week, Twitch did allow some adult content in various ways. But according to Engadget, some people went too far. So now they're pulling back the rules a bit. In fact, Twitch got up on X and said, quote, "We're making some additional updates to our sexual content policy. We realize that our earlier update caused confusion and appreciate all the feedback we received. Thanks for always coming together with us to help build the best version of Twitch." And they were replying to themselves. "We've gotten feedback that our policies around sexual content are unclear, so we've drawn clearer boundaries between what is and isn't permitted on Twitch. We recognize that not everyone wants to see certain content, so we're updating our criteria for the homepage recommendations." So we will see what comes of that. Now we get to the video game side. Well, we're going to talk about consoles in this case, because PC Games SN did say that PlayStation is looking at the DLSS stuff. Well, they're looking at Intel XeSS, NVIDIA DLSS, and AMD's Fidelity FX Super Resolution. But this won't be in PlayStation 5. No, this might be in the PlayStation 5 Pro, which could be coming in 2024. But this could be in PlayStation 6. So yes, that rumor is going around. And that is because Jeff Grubb from Giant Bomb was doing some talking. And he was basically saying that this DLSS solution would be some big time hardware. So Sony is targeting, or maybe targeting, that type of hardware, according to some reports. But as we all know, NVIDIA does lead the way with that. And that's with both AMD and Intel coming right behind them. So who could Sony be looking to help out of those three? Well, we shall see. Now, the CEO from Epic, Tim Sweeney, was talking about Fortnite going to Steam. But according to PCGamer.com, he wants to talk to basically Steam, Valve, to see about the 30%. So here's what he said up on X. Quote, "We'll compete and we'll also put Fortnite on any serious store that gives all developers an awesome deal. Steam, Microsoft, One Store, anyone gives all developers an awesome deal and will support you. The end of these ridiculous 30% piece is near." Well, back in 2021, in the State of Industry survey at GDC, did say that only 7% of the responders did say that 30% of the cut would be fine. So would that be fine for Fortnite? Once again, we shall see. Now, some of the people from City Skylines 2 is retiring. And this comes to us from .esports.com, because the City Skylines 2 modders called Impossum Bear did get up on Reddit and they did announce their retirement. Why? Because things are getting very toxic from the players. So here's what Impossum Bear did say. Quote, "I'm doing this for my mental health and well-being." And basically that's because some of the threads are, quote, "overrun with anger and hatred for the very same developers who revolutionized and revitalized this genre." So what could be next for that? We shall indeed see. Now, Baldur's Gate 3 does not want to go to Game Pass. WCCF Tech does have this story, and the Larian Studios founder, Sven Vicky, said that them going to Xbox Game Pass is not happening. So here's what he said in a quote. "We always said from the get-go it wasn't going to be on Game Pass. It's not going to be on Game Pass. We made a big game, so I think there's a fair price to be paid for that. And I think that is okay. We don't charge you any microtransactions on top of it. So you get what you pay for. Up front, it's a big meaty game. So I think that should be able to exist as it is. This is what allows us to continue making other games." Well, some people do get Game Pass because they do get games for free or a lesser price. And that goes the same thing for PlayStation Premium or Extra, PlayStation Plus. And the same thing with the Nintendo eStore, or basically like a Nintendo Plus or something like that. But he said with a further quote, "With its engaging story, charming characters, extremely dynamic world that consistently reacts and adapts to the player's actions and choice, and a solid tactical combat system, Baldur's Gate 3 is among the best CRPGs ever released. A wonky interface, the lack of some quality of life features in Larian Studios' trademark save scumming designs impact the experience, but there are only minor issues that don't take away too much from the whole experience. After years in development, Baldur's Gate 3 definitely exceeded all expectations in the best possible way." Speaking of RPGs, according to PC Gamer, the Horde of World of Warcraft might able to visit the new Night Elf capital. So, the new Night Elf capital could be showing up soon, because they have a new tree that we now know that is born. And according to the PTR, Belmoth is currently a neutral city, and that means that both Horde and Alliance can now visit it. Now, PC Gamer did ask, basically, did the Horde have a hand in the building the new city? Well, there are Horde druids, but some people didn't like it. In fact, one of the players did say, quote, "Thanks for nothing, Blizzard," because they also said, quote, "They didn't help the Night Elves. They fought for themselves. They have no right to be there." Another player did say, quote, "This will become the single largest piece of evidence that the story in WoW clearly has no teeth anymore." Somebody else said, quote, "I do not foresee faction neutrality having a place here." Well, we'll see what happens. Now we get to a game that's being stopped in development. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Naughty Dog has canceled The Last of Us Online. So, here we go. Here's what Naughty Dog said in a statement. Quote, "We realize many of you have been anticipating news around the project that we've been calling The Last of Us Online. There's no easy way to say this. We made the incredibly difficult decision to stop development on that game. We know this news will be tough for many, especially our dedicated Last of Us factions community who have been following our multiplayer ambitions ardently. We're equally crushed at the studio as we're looking forward to putting it in your hands. We wanted to share with you some background of how we came to this decision. The multiplayer team has been in pre-production with this game since we were working on The Last of Us Part 2, crafting an experience we felt was unique and had a tremendous potential. As multiplayer teams iterated on their concept for The Last of Us Online during this time, their vision crystallized, gameplay got more refined and satisfying, and we were enthusiastic about the direction in which we were headed. In the ramping up to full production, the massive scope of our ambition became clear. To release and support The Last of Us Online, we had to put all of our studio resources behind supporting the post-launch content for years to come, severely impacting the development on future single player games. So we had two paths in front of us: become solely live service game studio, or continue to focus on single player narrative games that we have defined Naughty Dog's heritage. We are immensely proud of everyone at the studio who touched this project. The learnings and investment in technology from the game we will carry into how we develop our projects and will be invaluable to the direction we are headed as a studio. We have more than one ambitious brand new single player game that we are working here on Naughty Dog, and we cannot wait to share more about what comes next when we're ready. Choices are choices. Let's hit the esports corner for a bit. Because VCT via .esports.com, Game Changers, Emma 2024, and Riot introduced 10 teams format for the competition. So here is what's going on. Now, they want to put some emphasis on the players, quote, through Game Changers and out, end quote. And they want to improve the overall experience for the participants in the EMEA region. And that's what the EMA head, or one of the heads, Ashley Washington, did say in a roundtable talk, quote, even though we are switching to 10 teams, or to a 10-team system, we are not looking to emulate a partnership system. That's what she said for the quote. And we are not going to do that in the future either. So the upcoming Game Changers EMA will have various new introductions. And that goes to the additions of two teams participating in the main event. The open qualifier will involve 128 teams in a single elimination format. And they'll be competing for four spots in the closed qualifiers. And the four teams will join the selected top performing rosters from the previous year, GC Stage 3, and that's the closed qualifier. And that will be a double elimination bracket, determining the top eight teams for the initial stage in 2024. So they did provide quite the graphic, and it looks pretty massive. Now we go to Eurogamer, and now we're gonna speed things up a little bit because Toby Fox did say that Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DC is being remixed. Now, Toby Fox created Undertale and did compose music for the soundtrack. So with the remake being stripped back, that will chop up the vocal lines and we have a remake for all that stuff. In fact, he is a fan of Pokemon. Here's what he said, quote, I played Pokemon since I was in primary school. Me and my brother used to have different versions of the game and would trade Pokemon together till we reached completed our Pokédex. I love the cards, but the games are what I lost myself in. So, remaking the songs. Very cool. Oh, like I said, we're going to speed up because, according to Engadget, Xbox Series X is on sale again. So Walmart does have the game console at $349. But you can still grab it for $399 for Xbox Series X at the Microsoft Store and Amazon and other stores like that. There's some other stuff on sale too. But that would also include the Xbox Series X Diablo 4 bundle at $399. So yeah, that's a sale. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Persona 5 series hit 10 million sales itself. Not a sale, but that's a number. So Persona 5 team, well done, well done. Atomic Heart, according to GG Mania, the DLC Trapped in Limbo will launch in February. That's February 6, 2024. So if you're into Atomic Heart and you're looking forward to the DLC, which will be on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, also PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, well, on Steam, that is, and on Game Pass. So, just about everywhere. Oh, and Push Squared said that you can pre-order the Suicide Squad right now on PlayStation 5, and you could get the exclusive Rogue outfits. Yep, there you go. That would include a Kubra hat and some other stuff. Oh, and that comes out on the February 2nd on PlayStation 5. So, there you go. Oh, King Shark gets a necklace? Yeah, you can check that out yourself. Now, according to Nintendo Everything, Saga Emerald will have a release date set for April 25th, that is, and it has a new trailer to it. So, if you want that, you can go check that out too. There's also a list of the top sales for Famitsu via Nintendo Everything. Super Mario Bros. Wonder hit the top, number one. Momotaro Dentsu World, well, that hit number two. Dragon Quest Monsters, that hit number three. Pikmin 4 hit number four, and Super Mario RPG hit number five. They're going all the way to 30. I don't have time for that. I'm running out of time. So we will end today with Don't Smell Your Steam Deck. PC Games End said that some people are sniffing the vents on their Steam Deck. And Valve did provide a quote saying that, quote, as with all electronics, it is generally not recommended you inhale the exhaust fumes from your device. While there are no safety concerns with the general usage, directly inhaling the device vent fumes should be avoided. We understand that it may be a meme, but please refrain from the behavior for the safety of your health. Yeah, guys, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge. That'll be the last live show of the year, so go check us out there. This has been a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for the last live show of the year. Until then, go play some games, people.